Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famously. Well, I had that with some fella last week. He smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection, and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding, except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick, and you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class, Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How you doing, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stall It. Episode 228. I'll have you know.
And if you don't know, now you know. Friends.
Now you know, my friend.
And you probably do know, because you pressed play on the phone, didn't you?
Yeah, you hit that play button for a reason, to listen to us, because you're always here listening to us. It's a good time of the week.
It's the best time of the week. It's a fantastic time of the year as well.
Nearly Christmas.
Nearly Christmas, in between Halloween and Christmas.
We'll be getting carolers at the door now. That doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, it happens in Coolock.
They're not carolers, Joe.
Oh, there are people marching on me, Gaff. Get him out.
No.
Ah, there's the carolers again.
No, that's not the carolers, Joe. But how are you?
I'm good, Jared. I'm not too bad. Not too bad. Feeling okay.
Okay or just okay or?
Just okay, yeah. Going to borderline.
Dying for the gargle.
Dying for, yeah.
Are you kind of in that mode where you're like, I'd love a drink?
Yeah. I know it's coming, so I can't stop thinking about it. I'm like, come on, let's get through this so I can...
I'm going to get sloshed later.
Oh my days, are you?
Nah, I'll have two. I'll have one or two.
Yeah, well, you're up early in the morning. You can't go too heavy now.
I know.
You got to take it easy.
I do. We get into that anyway.
Sure, we may as well.
Sure, it'd be rude not to. There they are there. The two Johnnies.
They're just wandering around Marconi House like
over in the roof, like.
Jesus Christ, why is the two Johnnies out there?
I don't know, but they're like walking around like beyond the place.
Like that's an office. Why are they walking around the office?
Oh, they're walking through the office, not like kind of like to the side. It's like right directly through where the computer is. Like,
through the desks?
The desks, yeah, yeah.
They're just
it's quite brazen.
And they're just going up to people saying, where are the two Johnnies?
Yeah.
What's the story? Like, yeah, we know, man.
Yeah.
Anyway. You can smell the money off them, though, can't you?
Oh, a few quid.
A few quid,
quid now, yeah, yeah.
Two Johnnies, more like
doing
the
all right
two,
themselves.
Two millies.
The two milli chats.
The few quiddies.
The few quiddies. Ah, enough of the two Johnnies. This is, we don't talk about other duos.
No,
us. Only us. On episode 228. Episode 228 of the Solid Podcast.
Holy lantern of the divine Jesus.
Where is the time going?
Where is it going?
I think it's just evaporating.
Disappearing it.
That's my coat, is it?
Oh, is it? Yeah, you can have that.
What are you doing with my coat?
Sorry, I was going to get something out of my
coat. There's the two Johnnies again.
What are you doing?
What are you doing walking around like us? Only we're allowed to walk around like that.
We're talking to them. What were you saying to them?
Saying how's things and that.
What did he say to you? How is things?
It's good, as good as can be, I suppose.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what he said? As good as can be, I suppose.
He said, yeah, as good as can be, I suppose.
He said, I love that, like, you talk about them like they're one entity, one person. I'm good, yeah.
No, because Johnny B wanted to speak, and Johnny Smacks butted in saying, I speak for Johnny B now.
Johnny Smacks doesn't talk.
Johnny Smacks just turns his back and Johnny B does all the talking now. I don't know what's going on, but I just went with it.
What do you think of my glasses?
Did you find them just now or?
No.
Are they yours?
They're my glasses. I got them in solidarity for Ollie to make him feel like that cool. I don't know if they help or make things worse. He was like, you
so
look
you
different.
Don't even need glasses. Are they prescription or?
No, they're just clear lens.
Clear lens, yeah.
I'm trying to make it cool. Do you remember people used to wear glasses that were just cool? They didn't function as glasses. They just looked like it was a stylish thing.
I used to wear the 3D cinema glasses with the lenses taken out of them.
That's so cool.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Not even, just frames.
Frames, just to look cool.
Did you actually do that?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, just a little funny little thing. No? You used to do that, no? Do you want to introduce
yourself?
Hello.
Don't do this to me. I'm only new.
You have to.
Yeah, that was a big thing. It was when the Kanye West glasses as well with the
slits in
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah. They were big.
I couldn't do them. I just couldn't see through them.
I used to, the Kanye West ones were good. You had the little light, your little switch.
Oh, that lit up?
Yeah, and you get them on the stalls and that.
Oh, yeah. I'm so distracted with these glasses. Even though they're see-through, like, I'm still fully aware that I'm wearing a pair of glasses. It must be hard for people wearing glasses for the first time. Evie, do you wear glasses?
No.
Some people have a face for glasses.
Amy wears glasses. I have a face for glasses. Look at it.
You suit a pair of glasses now.
Hang on there. We might use this as a clip.
Clark Kent. They suit you.
Do they?
They suit you. I'm going to take a screenshot of that and I'll say, Ollie, look, Darren wears glasses.
Look, even Darren wears glasses.
Everyone wears glasses.
It's like in Big Daddy when Scuba Steve, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's that saying? He's when he's like trying to like get the child to do something and he's like, now you must do this when he's like rocks up to the house.
Sleeping. He won't sleep by himself. So then Scuba Steve like
I think it's
sleeps
that,
with him.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You won't have a bat.
And you call yourself an Adam
Sandler. I'm just trying to have to kick me into the shower.
Jesus Christ.
Not anymore, not with these glasses. I do all the kicking into the shower now.
You,
I feel a certain authority with these on. Shut your mouth, Joe.
You look so... they suit you.
Do they?
Because, don't take this the wrong way, but like you have a lot of face. And I think it kind of breaks it up a little bit.
Simplify that for me and make it not sound like a slagging.
It's not a slagging. It's a compliment. I think glasses suit you.
Darren Conway, sound fella, had a lot of face. Yeah, he was a nice fella, wasn't he? He was all face.
There was a lot of face on that man. There was a lot of face on him.
He had loads of face, that fella.
It's like you have a lot of real estate, you know, you're
kind of saying like, he's wearing a tracksuit, but he's wearing glasses. Like, I don't know if he's a landlord or not.
You could pull, like, that's why the beard is good for you. If you didn't have a beard, it's too much face.
Yeah.
So I'd say a nose ring as well would be good for you.
That's taking it a bit too far.
If you weren't famous and you didn't have a profile.
The two Johnnies are famous.
You're thereabouts.
Knocking on the door. Any chance I can get on the late light lock?
Oh.
Any chance I can get on the late show? With Kieran? He's not. He's doing.
He will be soon. It was kind of weird. Kieran Cuddy. He was on the late show, and you're just kind of looking at Keelty talking to him, and in the back of your mind, you're thinking Keelty must know that he's coming for his job. This must be a really weird conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, ooh. This is tense. This is a really weird interview.
But could they rock glasses like me?
I don't think so.
I'm going to keep them on for the whole episode.
Oh, that'd be class. I've fucking got two pairs as well. I should have brought...
Fucking aged you.
I know.
You didn't bring them both of them.
They really do suit you.
Do they, Aoife? What's it given?
It's given Clark Kent.
Is it?
Yeah. And they're kind of sporty because there's like a red thing of it. The shape is
good for
you.
They seem like kind of like a Ferrari make. Not the way you get Ferrari glasses.
Yeah.
The tint on, but they're probably AliExpress or something.
100% AliExpress, yeah. Like €2.
Are they?
I don't know who made profit off them, but I don't know how anyone made profit.
I went into Specsavers before.
For the crack?
To get an eye test. Just for the crack. I was like, I'm going to get an eye test. Amy needed to get new prescription. So she just went in and asked about it, and I was like, sure, while I'm here, I might as well get an eye test. But they came up to me and they were like, look, we'll give you the eye test for nothing. You want Amy and we'll give you like two pairs of glasses each. And I was like, yeah. They were like, if you put up a story just in the middle of spec service, I was like, yeah.
Oh.
I was like, class. Wish this happened all the time.
So come on, do the locomotion with me. I never knew how expensive glasses were until Ollie started wearing glasses and I had to buy him a pair of glasses.
Mm.
Like 150 quid.
Are they Paw Patrol ones?
No, there was one Paw Patrol pair that he did like, but these aren't, they're Oakley.
It'd be extra slagging, wouldn't it?
Well, you'd have to look really close
like
to see.
There's wearing glasses and then there's wearing Paw Patrol glasses.
We tried to say they're not that cool. Yeah. But he was into them, so we did kind of push him away. It was like, yeah, but these sporty Oakley ones, yeah, these are
all the range.
Yeah, all the cool kids are wearing these glad.
They're raving about these Oakleys.
I don't know. It's mad. He didn't even know. It was so emotional actually when he put the glasses on, because he didn't think that he needed glasses. And even when he went to the eye test, it's not like they put the glasses on there. So you go in, you pick out the glasses, then they have to send away for the prescription.
Mm.
And then we went back in like a week later and he went out into the, it was in Clare Hall Shopping Centre. And then when he put them on, he just kind of was looking around and he was like shocked because he could see. He didn't know that he couldn't see and he didn't know what it was like to see. So, yeah. And I also thought, he doesn't fucking need glasses. This is going to be ridiculous.
This, like, he definitely doesn't need them.
But he definitely did. And then I felt really bad.
Mm.
I was like, his whole life
your
up to now.
Your man, your brother and all wear glasses and your sister.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
How come you don't need them? I feel like everyone in your family has glasses.
No. It's actually, my dad didn't have glasses until later in life. And my ma and my brother and stuff. It was, I told you it was the HIE. It was actually somebody messaged or left a comment on the podcast saying
take
that
these off because clips are going to go out and people are going to be like, why is he wearing glasses?
They shouldn't question it. But yeah, somebody said that they never heard of somebody else having HIE before until I talked about it on the podcast last week.
HIE, what was,
which is what Ollie was,
oh yeah, yeah,
Ollie
yeah, yeah,
had when
yeah,
he was
yeah
born. And I suppose you wouldn't, because it's not that common, but there is like Facebook groups for yeah for kids with HIE and they kind of support each other and they have tips for each other and stuff. So if anyone yeah does know anyone with a child with HIE, there's groups, like, just there's groups on Facebook. Join them groups is what I will say. And that's my
prescription, like, really strong. Like, yeah, his eyesight really bad, like.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. I never knew. Like when you put his
how
glasses
you know
on, you're
just
like
walking into things.
No, no.
I don't mean that in a
when kids are in school, like, they do eye tests, like, they have people coming in for eye tests.
Yeah.
And they said Ollie needs to go see somebody and we were like, oh, for fuck's sake. No, he doesn't, he's grand.
I actually had to go, when I remember in primary school, I used to squint on purpose at the board. So like they'd say, oh, yeah, alright, like, you know, because I just wanted to go home, like. And they used to say he needs glasses all the time, but I was just doing it, like,
no
just
way
to like get out of being in school.
Yeah.
Do you know that way?
Did it work?
It worked, yeah. Once or twice, yeah.
Like, wasn't that sick, is that you couldn't see?
Yeah, no, I used to just pretend I needed glasses.
That's a fucking deadly excuse.
Just came to me. Everyone else was like, oh yeah, I just feel sick, I have to go, will you call me mammy? But I was like, I can't see that board. Just remember doing that. Yeah,
I was so committed to pretending to be sick. Like, you'd go in after and you say, oh, I feel a bit sick, say, put your head on the desk. I'd put my head on the desk for like three classes and wait for them to send me home. That's commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? That's dedication to the cause. Like that.
Your head in your ganzi.
Like that. Come on, the fuck. Send me home.
And you're fucking fresh, like.
Not a bother on you.
Nothing wrong with you, like. Fresh.
You kind of make yourself feel a bit sick. You start to believe it.
Oh, but that's what happens. Then you get sent out down there the principal's office and you're like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it.
What do you mean, Mr. Conway?
You're sick again.
They have the glasses on. What do you mean, Mr. Conway, you're sick again? What's running the family, does it?
The glasses is a good excuse because you can't be sick every day.
No.
Well, if you're squinting, you'll be blind forever.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of a hypochondriac, eh, Mr. Conway?
Like, now, so, like, I have a bug and I feel a bit sick, like.
It's going around.
Get back to the glass. Then I just chew up a load of sandwiches and just go, bleh. Honestly, shows. Told you I felt sick, so.
Holding a mooji in your mouth.
Now there's all corned beef all over you.
Just spitting it out onto your your belly.
And just going, blah, blah. It's going, just sitting there in mats, and then just going, blah. And then they're like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm like, Matt, they're getting sick.
Why is the two Johnnies walking around?
Don't know, but there's a bit of a chip in the step around here, you know? This ain't their place.
You can't stop looking at them. You're like a girl that found a boy that she fancies.
Oh.
Oh, look at
points
him.
Points in the field. Yup.
2 points in the field.
See you there, babe.
Do they sing, I want to fight your father?
Nah, that's the Rubber Bandits. They sing, when I'm older, I want to play county. What are you laughing at?
Cool cheese, man. They're fucking...
easily entertained. We hate to burn them, but they're actually sound like... That's just the messers in us, you know?
Points in a field. I dare you to go out and ask them for tickets for points in a field.
Nah.
Where's it on?
You know me, I won't even go to the fucking podcast awards where I'm being nominated.
Yeah, I know.
I'm hardly going to go to the for points in the field. Like, it's a bit floaty. It's a bit too floaty, like.
Are you going to Ireland, Portugal tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Big the
up,
box?
The big up the box, yeah. You were invited.
I know. Go. I couldn't go because of the fucking awards.
But you're going to the podcast awards. I'm going to the match. So, like, I'm going to the match for you and you're going to the podcast awards for me.
Well, representing.
We're representing. Yeah,
yeah,
you have to. You can't be at, like, the one. You have to go to either or. Like.
You have to spread yourself out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what the two Johnnies do.
So I'll be there at the match. Yeah. No, they come as a one. I told you that they talk for one of them talks for the other. Johnny Messing.
Johnny B has his hand up Johnny Smack's arse.
Like Dustin. Beyond the Den next.
God.
Where?
Go on, you good thing.
I heard I'm getting roasted on this podcast.
Why do you
want to? We deserve a good roasting on their podcast now. Please do.
Please. Oh, that'd be great.
Would drive
that
some
would
great
be
traffic.
Amazing. Yeah,
that would be some great traffic now.
That would be amazing.
Knowing someone live streams and they have like no
editing,
no viewers.
Oh yeah.
And then like a big streamer would bomb them and say, I'm getting off this now, go over to it and just go navigate to a random person that just all of a sudden get like 5,000 viewers. Like,
that's nice. There's just like a spike in our one.
Just they're just sitting there with like two people like that playing Call of Duty. Jacksepticeye is just like, everyone go over to Gamer 123, and then like next one is like a million people, and he's just like that.
We're famous now.
What was I referencing?
That we'll get a shout out on their podcast.
That's what it'd be like. It'd be like, I think it's called bombing or something. Like
they'll roast us.
Yeah, because they just need to say that style of podcast, and they have to give us good roasting there. And then like, air listeners, would just go, and we'd be sponsored, boy.
The GAA.
Yeah.
The Gaelic
Association. The Dubs with a Z.
The Dubs.
The Dubs.
You and of course the Celtic.
Celtic even, yeah. No.
We're playing county.
We're all friends. No, we are. I always have time for the lads. I was a guest on that podcast. Most listened to episode.
When they said how are you to you, did they say your name? Or did they say, how are you doing, pal? Are you all right?
How's it going?
How are you doing there, lad? Because I don't know your name and I see so many people so often that I don't know who the fuck you are.
I probably wouldn't do the accent.
What, you did it already?
I don't know, a bit better than that.
I think mine was okay. It was okay.
I'd be sceptical about that one.
There you go now, you lad. Nice one there.
I'd just
nip
it in the bud altogether,
that's Johnny Smacks, no?
Nah.
Well, now.
No, I'll just leave it.
But I had to do a self-tape last night and I had to do an American accent.
I'm not on your story.
You think an American accent is easy, but it's fucking hard. Like.
It fucking is, man.
Say middle in an American accent.
Middle,
yeah,
middle.
Say, I bit into the middle of the burger.
I bit into the middle of the burger.
You sound like a video game or something like that. If an American came in here, he'd be like,
put the glasses on.
I said, do it in an American accent, not a fucking maybe, a commercial ad.
I bit into the middle of the burger. Brought to you by, White Castle Burger. Or like Wendy's.
You're on a podcast and you're just chatting and you said a bit in, say it casually, like a bit into the middle of a burger.
What was that? Say it casually.
Say it casually, you know?
Did you hear that, Aoife? Italian, yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, say it casually, eh? Mi scusi.
Can you do it? Say it casually, like not like it's a bit into the middle of a burger. Not like that. Does that sound like a conversation?
So I was in a diner and I bit into the middle of a burger and there was my tooth came out. And my tooth came out.
It's definitely like Dublin coming through. It's hard.
That's what Barry Keoghan does though.
Oh well, I know.
He's like, no way, fucking Ringo Starr, man. Yeah.
Where's that? There goes that chance.
Yeah, what was that? Go on.
Who else says feckin'? Someone else is saying feckin' a lot and it's doing me head in.
Paul Mescal.
Probably.
He's like toned down a bit.
No, fucking nasty 2K.
And I went to the feckin' shop and I got myself a feckin' roll.
And it was the best feckin' spice bag that... Shut up. Saying feckin'.
Leave your beef elsewhere. The beef... We're fucking roasting everyone in this podcast.
Everyone's getting it. Everyone's in the crosshairs.
But if anyone responds, then air listenership goes...
Doesn't it, Aoife? That's what it is. Rage baiting.
Rage
baiting. All the clips.
Yeah. Yeah. A highlight of the fucking slander that's going on. Why was I saying that? You're going to the Ireland match tonight against Portugal. The result will be known by the time this podcast comes out. But why don't you give your predictions and see how foolish or clever you appear on Wednesday when this comes out?
1-1.
1-1?
And then we go out, yeah. They only beat us 1-0 last time, didn't they?
Yeah.
So,
but we
that
need,
was away.
We need to win, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, we need to win, but I don't think we're going to win.
But we'll,
it's Portugal, I think, for fuck's sake. Every time we come up against a team like that and it's only like 1-0, I'm like, what? Should have been like 10.
I know. Doesn't matter if you win by an inch or win by a mile. They fucking...
Half of me is thinking that they might take the foot off the gas. Portugal are safe. Like.
I hope that they do.
Portugal are safe.
Yeah.
So like if they just say, Ireland is a great country, like, I love Ireland.
Just be sound.
The manager is just like, hey, excuse me. I don't know. No, he's not going to do that, is he? He'll do it in his own way, but he'll be like, here, look.
Yeah.
A nation of 1,000 welcomes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Imagine I said 2,000.
Or is it 1,000,000 welcomes?
Is it 1,000
welcomes? Cade Mila, is it a million? A million?
A million welcomes?
You greedy bastard. Give them the other 999,000.
Yeah, actually, no. Excuse me.
Only 1,000. Only 1,000 welcomes. Did you see?
I feel like if I was the manager of Portugal, I'd just be like, take the foot off the gas and let them win.
Let them have it.
Give it to them, they deserve it.
Ronaldo, have a little run out, but then don't score any goals.
Score one. Just one for
hit the crossbar.
For the crowd.
No. What about Bruno Fernandes? Hit the crossbar, Bruno Fernandes.
You hate him.
I do.
Fucking legend. Best United player in the last 10 years. Anyway.
That's because the rest of the players are shy. He's just like...
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be... I think we lose.
Okay.
Like, would you be confident that we'll even get a result?
No. 3-0, I think. Yeah. It could be 3-0 to Portugal.
Smoked. Am I bad for not thinking that we can win? Like, it's Ireland. Like, I think everyone's just like, just going for the crack because Ronaldo's there.
That's why I wanted to go, was to see Ronaldo. It'll be the last time you get to see Ronaldo. And Bruno Fernandes. I would like to see Bruno Fernandes as well. Bernardo Silva. What a squad Portugal have. Oh, they're going to batter us.
They have some squad.
I feel like they'll score goals and they'll be like, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, Ronaldo, I thought you were going to save that. That was a really soft shot. Like,
Ronaldo,
sorry.
Ronaldo, but be more like, Sue. Sorry, Sue.
Oh, I feel so, yeah, I don't know.
It'd be a spectacle though. Just to witness all the talent on the pitch.
Well, yeah, on half of the pitch.
No, all of them.
Oh yeah, Evan Ferguson and all. Troy Parrott.
Our best player is the keeper.
Kelleher?
Yeah.
Troy Parrott's great, but he doesn't get a runner now.
And then when he comes on, he does a bit.
He does do bits.
He's got a bit of flair about him, El Parrott.
Imagine him and Evan Ferguson. Like, that could be something. There could be something there. But that's if the dentist plays him. Don't think he will, though.
I wonder if they need a fill-in. Does he give them a fill-in?
I think that's what they do at half-time.
Get fill-ins,
yeah.
Root canal. Oh no, do that after. Too long.
Too long.
He's like, no, excuse me.
I give you a quick polish.
Where is he from?
Fucking Iceland or something, isn't he?
Denmark, Norway. I don't know.
One of them Scandinavian countries, anyway. How did he land that job? How did he get that job?
What does he have on the FAI? He has something on the FAI.
I'd love to see his LinkedIn. Like, how did he get that job?
Smiles Dental. Truly Dental.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ah, sure, look.
It'll be a good night out, nonetheless, though, for the lads.
Yeah. And if adding, it'll be a bit of crack.
Sure, this is it.
Sure, that's that, isn't it?
Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famous
like.
Well, I had that with some fella last week. He smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
Remember the PlayStation?
No.
The fake PlayStation?
No.
I used to buy it in the market.
No, I don't remember
that
at all.
The PlayStation?
No.
No?
It's good.
Is it?
Good, yeah. Because you play PlayStation games in it?
Oh, it's only PlayStation games.
What the fuck is a PlayStation?
Knock off PlayStation. The PlayStation.
With games? Google. With knock off games?
Have a look at it.
Like Crush Bandicoot or something?
Yeah. Like 700 games in one, but like every one of them was repeated 1,000 times. Is that a PlayStation?
Is that like the ones they're flat out selling on TikTok shop at the minute?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Be, yeah. Them
retro game things.
PlayStation is the name of a counterfeit video game console that closely imitates a Sony PlayStation, but it's actually a Famiclone that runs NES games. So you can play Nintendo games on it. Remember the cartridges they used to? It's a PlayStation.
An emulator. It's just an emulator.
Yeah, look at it. A PlayStation.
Oh, I don't remember them. So I played genuine things. Real
so
things.
I had a real PlayStation, but I had a friend.
You're right. At a PlayStation?
Who used to go to that market
and
get a chip in his console.
Oh.
I'm not going to say what console, because there could be potentially an ad there.
You just
never know. In the future.
You never know.
But he used to get a chip in his PlayStation and could play counterfeit copied games of all the latest ones. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah.
I never had it.
I do remember that. Do you know what I was thinking as well about the markets? They sell stuff that you know the people that are wearing them will never be able to. I know somebody that wears a pair of, someone fairly close to me that wears Christian Dior runners.
And real ones?
Runners, not real ones, because the real ones cost like $1,000.
Yeah.
So you just know that they're fake. But who's going to know? I think anyone that's
the fake ones. I think there's so many of them out there that they're like, it's just known that like everyone that has a pair of them is fake.
Yeah. Like, is anyone wearing the genuine Christian Dior runners?
I don't think so. I have a pair of fucking off-whites there. That's not them. Yeah. That were 500.
But you
didn't
pay.
They're real, yeah.
You paid 500 euro for a pair of runners.
I got me them, yeah.
Seriously?
I swear to God.
I wouldn't walk out the door in them.
Doesn't matter.
Do you know where I got these bad boys?
Clark's.
Tesco.
Did you?
Yeah.
They're not comfortable.
FNF.
They're not comfortable
at all.
It's like you're walking on the fucking ground. You have no shoes on at all. No support.
That's how you're supposed to walk. You're supposed
them
to walk
runners
on flat
I got foot. Aren't worth that.
What?
The runners that she got me aren't worth 500 quid.
There's no runner.
Nothing on this planet that you put on your feet is worth 500 quid. Like.
No. By design, you're just going to be walking on the ground.
That's mad, Aoife, isn't it?
Aoife, would you buy expensive stuff? As a lady?
No. And I always feel like, why would I walk around with a fake bag that's meant to be 2,000 euro and robs me because they think I'm rich?
Yeah. I say that now. I'm wearing a fake Tag Heuer watch. But this watch, if you didn't know, it's 10 grand in the shops.
Oh, God.
But like, it looks very...
Can I say
it? Looks genuine.
Is that new?
No, that's one
that's the one from?
The old ones. We talked about it on the podcast about me and my fake watches, because Owen's into watches, but you know, you're never going to spend 10 grand on a watch.
Yeah, my mom brought me home like a fake YSL bag from Turkey that is 5 grand to buy, and I was like, I don't want people to think I have a 5 grand handbag.
Yeah,
you know? I wouldn't want to carry it.
Amy has a few handbags like from Tenerife and that, and like a Chloe bag, you know, Chloe.
Mm.
And it's like a, what it kind of looks like a tote bag,
yeah,
a little bit, But they're like mad expensive, and she just got one for like 30 quid. But like, it just, the sticker peels off it now.
Yeah. Mm. You can get good replicas though.
Yeah.
I was in the pub, very local pub around the inner city, where a fake, it was a fake one, but it was a gold Rolex. Like, I was getting threatened. I was like, how much is that?
Oh, you had it on you?
I was wearing it.
Oh,
yeah,
the
like
one you have,
idiot.
Like.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was, you know, if you're going to be wearing a gold Rolex.
The podcast fella, is it?
You're not going to be fucking drinking at them pubs.
The live show fella.
Yeah, like.
Still not right yourself there, bud. Do you remember me?
Give me that watch now.
Calling you by all the nicknames that you don't want to be called.
All them. All the bad ones.
To be coming into the pub calling me Roundy. All right, Roundy. Oh, look, ah, don't call us that, will you not?
What's
that was a long
pencil.
Time ago.
Yeah, pencil.
What's the story, pencil? Yeah, no, I have a, my kids are here eating a packet of crisps, mate.
Please leave me alone. Please, please, thanks.
That was years ago.
Jesus. It's mad the older you get, there's news articles of people that you know up in the High Court and stuff like that. It's mad. You're just like, Jesus.
Are people you'd visit? Or?
A visit, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd go for a drink with and stuff.
After they come out, like, sit down with them.
It's gas. Like, my fucking, the group chat I'm in with the lads around the area, like, it's just articles. Like, every week there's an article, like, there's your man. There's it. Look at your man, blatant.
Do you remember him?
Yeah. It's mental.
Remember he was in the pub with his top off and he threw a pint glass at the telly when United didn't score a goal? That's very specific.
Oh, God.
Did that happen before? There's the two Johnny, well, one Johnny gone by there on his phone. It's real, like, are they bringing that podcast here?
It's like, what's going on? They've been here a while, too comfortable.
Yeah, it's like, we're here now, lads, that's the end of it.
Oh, I had a friend who was so comfortable around my house on his phone.
I think he's winding us up.
Nice phone.
Nice phone.
Few
17 Pro Max, probably. That new orange one, look that anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
What runners are you wearing?
Didn't see.
Did you clock them now?
No.
Is that all good?
Braugas.
F&F. French and Fenchurch. What are you?
What the fuck?
Tesco.
French? What's the F&F stand for?
Is it French?
Right, and down the steps there. It stands for what?
French and Fenchurch or something.
I just thought it was.
I think it's something like that, isn't it? What's F&F stand for in the Tesco Mobile or whatever?
Tesco, what are you going with this? It's the clothes.
The clothing brand is F&F.
Tesco Mobile.
Sorry.
What does it stand for? Tesco Mobile or... What? Everything all right?
French and Fenchurch, I think.
I think the two of them are...
Is it? No, what's it?
Fred's Fashions.
It's saying Florence and Fred.
Florence and Fred.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a child's brand called Florence and Fred. I know that.
Let me say, tell you something, right?
The modern one.
I think the clothes in Tesco are very, very nice.
Thank you very much.
Do you go there?
I'm after telling you these shoes are from Tesco.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, but do you ever buy clothes?
I do.
I think that you can pick up a few nice bits in Tesco.
Oh, yeah.
Like going out bits, like, that you wouldn't be, like, saying.
You've been paid for this? You can do an ad for anything.
See that? Tesco.
Every little helps.
That's gone.
Is it? What's it now?
It's a...
Few quid.
Tesco. F&F fella, is it? That's it, and then it's over.
Tesco.
That's the slogan.
Sometimes they have nice clothes.
Tesco, is it? Yup. The F&F fella. Yeah. Salam.
God bless you.
Oh, no. That's an unforsaken rule that when you sneeze or cough on the podcast, you have to delete the whole episode.
Oh, no.
Amy does it on the Conways all the time. She has a permanent cough since I know her, like, and she just coughs on the podcast the whole time. I'm like, going to have to delete all that.
It's the smokes.
Has to be.
I was going to say, has she ever had that looked at?
Yeah. She had like a pneumonia fucking like 2 years ago.
Oh, God.
Did she?
I just think it's like reoccurring pneumonia or something.
Blading. Yeah, get some steroids or something. You inhalers.
I just say, she's going to be off the smokes 2 months.
Do you know what? Did you know about these little nicotine patches that the kids are putting in their gums?
Yeah. They're snus, is it called? Yeah.
I never heard about
them. Fellas in the gym, they'll be... using them.
Really?
I'm like, you're not just like, you don't need a smoke, like, why do you need that?
Maybe they do need a smoke. Do you ever try them?
Like, I was a heavy smoker. Not anymore though. And I wouldn't be like having one of them to like kill a craving or anything. I'd be just like, I'll just have them when I'm finished.
A smoke?
Yeah.
But what if you didn't want to smoke? If you didn't want to pollute your lungs?
I suppose like it's a good way of giving them up.
There's no tobacco in them, so it's just like the raw nicotine.
Yeah. It's a way. Isn't it? It is a way of giving them up.
Powdery nicotine.
Yeah. They burn you.
Do they?
Yeah. Did you ever try them?
No, but I've just heard bad things.
They burn your lip. I feel like a burning sensation anytime I tried them. I was like, ooh, get them away.
Ooh.
You get like different strengths though.
And flavours.
Fucking mad.
Very strange.
The vapes are gone up.
They should be gone. Full stop. They want you sucking into your lungs. Them little cuties.
It's only a matter of time before the colourful vapes become what happened to cigarettes, where they're just in like brown packets and it just says bubblegum cherry and it's a brown packet. And you're like, I don't want that. I want a pink one.
And a picture of someone with one leg.
Yeah. Or no lungs. Or
a hole in his throat.
Yeah.
Oh. I feel like that's why I have the phobia I have. What's it? The trypophobia? It's because of that photograph of your man with the hole in his lung.
In his neck. The worst, it's horrible when you look at them. When I smoked, I used to just open the packet like that. Look at the wall. And I go. Well, you weren't in it anyway. Nearly finished. Didn't see you.
Definitely not in it.
Ah. Did you do one? Just the glasses and that?
What did I do? I feel like I fucking did do some. I was doing this short film. I shaved my beard.
Yeah.
I got rid of the scruffy beard.
You're back.
I was like a hobo.
We can see him again.
I feel like a child. I feel like a baby. It's terrifying. It's shocking. And when I came home, I was home before the kids. And Maura said, come answer the door. Like, the kids are going to be there and they'll see a face. And she recorded it on her phone. And they were horrified when they seen my face. They were like, what happened to you? And they just couldn't wrap their heads around me face. And Beckett's still like, is it going to grow back? Will it grow back?
Do they like it?
No, they hate it.
Yeah, but I'm going to hate it too. It's different because like it takes time to grow a beard and it's a gradual process that they're just like not even registering it.
Yeah.
But like when it's like completely gone out of nowhere, they're like, what the fuck? Where's he gone? Where's my dad?
You should grow your beard.
Oh, I hate growing it. I like just...
You don't have much of a moustache. Is that, do you shave your moustache and then leave this bit growing?
Oh, shave all of it. Like, yeah, that's kind of longer there.
Yeah.
It's my barber's fault. I like that line though. I like getting that like line. Gives you a bit of a jaw, you know. And then when you get them glasses on as well, you're like,
oof.
Is that Glenn Powell?
Who the fuck is Glenn Powell?
He's the main man now, isn't he, Aoife?
Glenn Powell?
Do you know who Glenn Powell is?
I don't know. I feel like
he's an actor. He's in a lot of rom-coms. All the women love him.
Really?
I think so. If my algorithm tells me correctly.
All the women. I think maybe Amy just fancies some bloke.
Loves him. Called Glenn Powell. It's a real like Northside name, isn't it?
Glenn Powell. Yeah, Powley.
Yeah, Powley.
Have a look.
What a reference. Is that Glenn Powell?
He's handsome, but I don't know who he is.
He's in a lot of rom-coms that Amy forces me to watch. I've seen all of his films. He's in Twisters.
Is it okay for Amy to crush on like Glenn Powell?
She doesn't crush on Glenn Powell.
Are you able to say, here, I want to watch every Sydney Sweeney film that there is because I think she's lovely.
Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney in it.
Perfect.
I was like, let's watch that one.
Yeah, perfect. But would that be weird? Like, oh, let's watch a film about this girl that I fancy. Let's watch Whore again because I love Scarlett Johansson.
That's strange. It can be at that.
But girls can.
Let's watch that film with Glenn Powell in it again. Like, Amy, watch that one like the last month, like every weekend. Is there something you want to tell me? Yeah, I just really like Twisters. I love Hurricanes.
I was in Twisters, is he?
Yeah.
Right. Did you listen to Lily Allen's album?
No. I know you did though.
Of course I did.
Brilliant.
Oh, you think it's amazing? I think it's incredible. And then your man, David Harbour, was at the...
Stranger Things premiere.
Yeah, with Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Pick a name.
Millie Bob. That's a real stage name, isn't it? Bobby Brown. Doing all right for herself.
She's doing all right.
It
looked forced.
She put in a complaint about him or something, did she?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I think that's tabloid shit. Like,
I wonder if they were paid extra for that.
Mm.
Do actors get paid more for promoting a film? Or is that in their contract?
I think it's probably in their contract to do like press runs. And they're like, if you want this movie, and they're like, I do really want it. Well, then you have to post some stuff online. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Unless you're like someone like Tom Cruise, I think you'd probably be like, does someone just run his social media?
No, but he does all the press junkets. Like Tom Cruise does all the press junkets.
You're obliged to do all that.
But he's kind of the producer of the shit that he's at that level, you know. But when it's just an actor,
I'd say he'd be bollocksed.
Oh yeah, of course he would. Yeah, you can see him
exhausted. Like, now when they tune into Today FM or something, and they're just like on a Zoom, they're like, oh. Do you know?
They've been doing that for hours.
What radio station even is this? Just being in, like, on a radio station in like Australia, and then it's like, what, or on Spin 103.8, and then they're just like, all right.
Taito, whatever, I don't give a fuck. Chicken fillet roll, spice bag, I don't care.
Yeah,
it's all the fucking one, whatever. Next.
Let's tune in, and then they're just like on a radio station in like Morocco or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. Yeah, it's a great show. Yeah, it's buzzing that it's out there.
You wouldn't have a clue what to be blading down with you. I'd love to know. I'd just love to be with them, like a fly on the wall for a day in the life.
Because there is someone with them.
Celebrities. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A few people I imagine are around. Like their,
fucking PR manager, people, like, agent. Yeah. People there. Assistants.
I wouldn't be cut out for that. That, like, press runs and all that. I just focus on the art, you know.
I'd love it.
Yeah, I just want to be in, like, I'd want to do it for the art. Don't want to do it for the accolades.
Would you like to be one of those interviewers?
Interviewing, like, celebrities, like?
Like, you know, at those press junkets, and not the ones that are on Zoom, but in person, like, they'll fly over, let's say Spin 103.8 or something, they'd fly you over to do a press junket in some hotel in London.
And just put a backdrop up.
And they just put a backdrop up, and then it's just like a turning wheel. So you're waiting out in the lobby until it's your turn to go in and fucking interview them, and you get five minutes. That's how it works, like.
Is it? So it's not even that personal.
No, it's not. It's like you're in, you're out, like a quick shake hands. Okay, your 5 minutes starts now. Like, and you're like, okay, Tato or King.
Maybe that's why it's like that, because it's so quick. They're like, oh fuck, spice bags or munchie boxes.
And they're like, okay, your time's up. Just give me an answer, Denzel. Just give me an answer.
He's like, oh, okay.
But that's what it's, it's so fucking, I don't know.
I never even pictured it like that. I thought it was just like, they just done that one interview.
Did you ever do them, Aoife? Do you ever do a junkie?
No, but I used to work on a show on Spin where the presenter did them very often. She'd fly to London all the time. Serena Bellissimo, and like that, she'd be trying to have
that. Oh, she interviewed me years ago.
Yeah. She'd be trying to have that one question that was like, because they're going in, tell us about the movie, what did you like about the movie, and they're answering that question 20 times a day in a 10 minute interview, so you're trying to have that one question that like sparks something different in them.
You think though you could make them like you'd have to have that in your head, wouldn't you? Be like, I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna impress
you. Can either try and make them like it, or like, and they'd be like, find you funny, or they'd have the crack, or else it'd just die on a towel, like, and they're just like, fuck off.
And you could just smell the desperation off you.
Yeah, if you try hard about it.
Yeah.
But if you're just like, you're naturally just like that type of person, and you don't intend to be funny, but you're just a funny person, like, it'd come across well. Which we aren't neither.
Neither of, I'd try to be too smart. I'd go in with a like really in-depth question about like the background of the film, and they'd be like, oh my fucking God. Do you know what? I went on 98FM. Jesus Christ, I was caught out rabbit. I went out. I went on to 98FM to promote The Unreal on the kid show, like on RTE. And I was late. I wasn't prepared for the interview really that much. And Catherine, who was in the show as well, she was there with me. So there was loads of questions asked to her. And then she turned to me to interview her, Louise. Leanne. Hannifin, Leanne Hannifin. Yeah, Leanne. She turns to me then and says, and you know, what's a fetch? And a fetch is like something in the show. It's also an Irish kind of mythological creature.
Is that like the demon in it, or?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. A fetch is someone, if you see someone that looks identical to you, it means that you're going to die.
Okay.
Pretty soon after you see that person. Now, I didn't know that until this interview, and she was like, so Joe, tell us what a fetch is, because that's the whole premise of the fucking show.
Don't tell me you said it's when you throw a bone and your dog goes and gets it.
No, I didn't. I should have though. That would have been better than the fucking answer I did give.
Or a ball, like, or a frisbee.
I was like, I think it's when you see a demon in the mirror and it comes out of the mirror or something like that. Way off the mark. Completely got it wrong.
And was all your people in the corner like
all of my people? Let's wrap this up. Jesus. Yeah, but I don't know, like, you could be too clever with your questions as well.
Yeah, I think just go in just like dry and just be like, what, did you like it? Filming it, like.
They'd be looking around like, is this a fucking prank? Like, is this guy just trying to be funny, you know?
Yeah.
Because he don't like being made fools of either.
I think I'd be nervous.
No, you wouldn't.
Sometimes I meet someone that like is a huge celebrity. Like, if you met like a huge celebrity, I met a huge celebrity before, and I'm not going to say who it is because I don't like him anymore.
Oh, okay.
And my leg was shaking and my hands were shaking. I was like, stop it, stop. Stop it! Like, in my head, like, do you know what I mean? But it's like this weird, do you know where I'm coming from? That's a long time ago.
How were you when you met Robert Sheehan? Were you nervous?
Yeah.
Were you?
I actually was starstruck, but
no.
I couldn't look him in the eyes. He's very handsome. No, but I couldn't look him in the eyes, like.
Really?
Yeah, and then, like, PJ was there as well, and I was like, this is all a bit too surreal, like. Is all that way? But then I looked him in the eyes, and I was telling him, by the end of the day, I was like, I love you, man.
These are all in the bed together.
Having smiddicks. One can between the three of us.
Three straws, one can.
Yeah, you can meet certain people though that kind of throw you off.
Like the two Johnnies.
Shaking the fuck, leg going 90. I was almost tap dancing.
Sweating there. Beetroot. Fucking cheeks like a beetroot.
Yeah.
Got red.
All right, two Johnnies.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, come on, Perry. Still was like Kevin and Perry in here. This place is full of losers. What do you think of that?
I loved it. It was my favourite episode of all time.
I wouldn't say that, though. No. I think it was a good bit of fun, innit? It was a good bit of fun.
Come here. While we have the listeners here, we may as well say, if you don't have your tickets for the live show in Vicar Street on February 12th.
What are you doing?
What are you waiting for? Pull the finger out.
Pull the trigger.
Get your tickets. 2026.
Now, on Ticketmaster. February 12th. To Thursday. Thursday's new Friday.
Thursday is new Friday. This and goes out Wednesday, though.
No, the show's on a Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Not the episode.
No.
You're white?
I'm white to the sus, man. Right. I know what you're talking about. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'll see you after, right?
Go on, talk to you.
Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that? Famous, like.
Well, I had that with some fella last week. He smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection, and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
You can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them €150 colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good. You're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.